Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it's Dave Hendon again here at the Snooker Zine podcast. Now, people will be saying, hang on a minute, leave us alone. We've had the podcast. Leave us alone till next week. Well, if you listen to the podcast, and how about this for a jinx? You'll have heard me state very confidently that the Turkish Masters, despite rumours to the contrary, will be taking place this season. Well, of course, just a few hours later, it's been announced that it's off. I find it very strange, really, because it's only 10 days since they sent out the entry forms for the qualifiers. Now, there's been discussions, I know, with the promoters about the funding, and there's been problems around it. But why send out entry forms for qualifiers if you're not sure the tournament can even go ahead? It looks worse somehow than just scrapping it before that, because the players put it in their diaries, they were going to be playing these matches, and now they're not. I understand there is an issue with the location in Antalya. It's an area that does rely, to an extent, the local economy on Russian tourism. And with the current situation in Ukraine, that has dried up. So the local economy has suffered as a result. Clearly, the promoters have not been able to find the funding. It's embarrassing, this, for World Snooker Tour. This was very proudly trumpeted as a five-year deal. In fact, we've had one edition of it, and we don't know if it'll ever be on again. There's talk, I think, next year of going to Istanbul. We'll see. You know, it'd be interesting to do a sort of forensic look at how all this has been handled, because they're blaming the local promoters, but I would be very interested to see how this has been handled from day one, what assurances actually were given, and what evidence was provided that this tournament was sustainable for 5 years. Why announce a five-year deal if you're not sure, actually, if you can host the event? I'm sure players will be asking the same questions. Let's hope there is a replacement event on. I do sort of picture the Barnsley Metrodome being booked as we speak. For some sort of replacement, not quite Turkey, but most of all, I feel sorry for the Turkish fans. You know, they waited a long time to see a professional event. It was a good event. Judd Trump made a maximum in winning the final, and I'm sure the fans there have been looking forward to going back to seeing the players in the flesh, and they're not going to do that this year, which is a shame. It's not great, obviously, for snooker to lose another ranking event. People have kind of forgotten. We lost the Gibraltar Open as well. That's gone. There was talk that there'd be an event to replace that. Nothing's been announced. So, you know, in amongst what we saw at the World Grand Prix and the Masters, great finals, great snooker, there are still issues and problems. And look, it's a very difficult business getting tournaments on. You do need money, you need resources, and sometimes things go wrong. But I do still question why entry forms were sent out 10 days ago to a tournament that at that point must have been in serious doubt, and now it's off. So we hope for better news, but I thought I would clear that up because I did state on the podcast that Turkey would be on, and it's not going to be on. I'm going to make one prediction, though. I think Frank Lampard has got a great future at Everton.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.